America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Well, I really enjoyed your show.
Thank you. Bye.
I do need that.
I think it's a Himalayan snow cop.
Germany's a great city.
He's a feta feta.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
No, no, no. Get on your knees. It's wonderful.
What are you going to do? Pee on me?
You
like,
can also get
know.
The power snatch. Would I have to lay on the naked guy the entire
I
flight?
I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
I don't know if this is racist, but it probably is.
Have you ever had a grown man take your pants off?
I can squirt or suck, yes.
America, yeah! Fat, uneducated!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Fat, uneducated!
The judge
ball!
Yeah!
The judge ball,
yeah!
Dude!
Yeah!
America, yeah!
Learned people, no!
Because she got a great ass!
I do knew that.
It's kind of douchey.
That's like horseradish.
Hello. How's everybody? Are your balls jiggling?
What is that even from?
It was from him talking today about you guys in an earthquake.
Yeah.
If it happened, that's what would happen. Are your balls jiggling? We're out of here.
If your balls are jiggling, Richter's coming for you.
As long as it's a minor earthquake, boy, I would not want to be when you see videos of those really bad ones, like you see like in Indonesia, the ones like in Haiti and stuff, man, I think maybe the tidal wave, the tsunami, probably the scariest natural disaster, but
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Buck, were you, what was that, 1989?
I was alive. I remember it. It was one of my first memories. But
what year were you born?
85, so I was 4 and a half.
Okay.
But my dad was driving on the bridge when it happened.
Yeah. I remember you telling us that.
I just think that
that's crazy.
Because I've seen the clips of I think it was Indonesia, the flood that came through. They made a movie about it. But I think the wall of water would be the scariest. Like if you're on the Oregon coast, and I guess that is an earthquake, but like you don't really, I mean, it's off the coast. But just the idea of like being at the beach, minding your own business, and you look up and you see like the 100-foot wall of water, that's got to be number one, right? Like
well,
natural
but
disaster?
But that's not really how... I mean, I think that... Isn't the thing that with the tsunamis, the water recedes, and that's when you need to get your ass out of there?
Yeah, because it's coming.
I don't know. I think staring down but a tornado twister style would be pretty brutal.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, too.
Yeah.
Although, if the movies have taught me anything, then you're like, woohoo! And you wear a cowboy hat, and you're like, yahoo! and then you chase it.
I refuse to see Twisters.
Exactly. I won't.
Get out of here with that.
First one was bad enough. I don't need to see this one.
I loved the first one as a kid.
The tsunami is a terrifying ordeal, but I don't think that it's...
That's the way it works?
It's not really a 100... foot wall of water.
I guess I've seen like it's like the in the movies, like the idea of like the like supposedly if we get the big one, supposedly that is a thing. Like, or if like an asteroid hits off the coast, like you hear about like the like a mile high wave of water washing up in the Rockies.
Well, it is always funny. You drive around the Oregon coast. I was out there yesterday, and like there's the signs all over the place. They're like tsunami zone. You're entering a tsunami zone, and you're like blocks off the beach. You're like, oh, okay, sure, but clearly. It's something that they think is possible at some point.
Yeah, I just I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, like
that's not how it usually
is,
works. Yeah. Yes,
but they are.
That's like a global killer, like cataclysmic
yes,
event. But
they are terrifying. There's no question. As a matter of fact, there's that Eye of the Storm show that's it's on Netflix right now. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
Yeah, they got a little. They got a show.
It's like a docuseries. What is it?
A little bit. It's basically just people's video of them going through different storms, and there's a lot of tornado footage of just random people shooting on their iPhones. And the tsunami one to me was worse. Yes, I mean, there's some terrifying footage of that Japanese tsunami.
Yeah, that's my number one. When I see the people and like. Because, like, all of a sudden, like, you just see cars and ships and, like, homes that are being swept miles inland. And when you're in that, I guess there's no hiding from anything. Like, when the tornado comes, not like you're like, well, I'm just going to sidestep this. But, I don't know, just the, because it's not a wall of water. You're right. It's a wall of water carrying everything in its path, including big, like, tanker ships.
Well, there are. The one they did on the tsunami, it was very eerie because they were following this family who was vacationing there, and the dad was filming everything and talking and narrating.
Yeah.
And he films the water receding, and they still don't know what the hell's going on. Nobody knows what's going on, yeah. Although he does finally figure out. He goes,
"That's not
honey,
good.
Look at all the locals. The locals are all leaving. The locals are all running. We should get out of here." He never really... says we should get out of here, and grabs his kids until it's clear that water is rushing toward them. But the eerie part is when the water recedes and it gets a little quieter, and some people figure it out and they start running, and you just all of a sudden you look and go, what is happening? And you see out there, here it comes, and you see the front of it, the white water, and it's just like, oh baby,
yeah,
we're in a lot of trouble here. And he films the whole thing. They end up getting to like the third floor of a hotel, and they survive. But man, it is dicey.
Ugh.
And watching people get swept away as the water rushes in, yeah. It's just...
And we've never, like in recorded human times, we've got some, but not in modern times. Like I was having this conversation not too long ago with some people. We were sitting around and we were talking about kind of the whole natural disaster thing. And I brought up, I'm like, hopefully it's not us, but one of these days, the human race is going to be around and records the big one. Like, we've had, over the course of human history, we've had, like, the super volcano, like, out in Sumatra. We've had, like, asteroid strikes that happen over the course of the Earth. And it was either before us or we weren't around to write it down. But one of these days, one of those things is going to happen and we're going to be around. And it's hard for us to process it, but... I always like at one point all the continents were together. Like stuff changes a lot. And it's not like that stuff just stopped. It's not like just one day the Earth's like, all right, we're done with that. No. So the idea of like you see all the shows and they say that, yes, hypothetically, it is possible that if there was a bad enough earthquake, a good chunk of California would just be gone. It would fall into the ocean. Like cities would liquefy. And like that sort of thing, I don't think people can process that. But like, imagine just waking up one morning here in Portland and then you turn on the news and like San Francisco is gone. Not like parts of San Francisco, it's just gone. Hey, where is it? It's over there in the water. Like parts of it? No, everybody. Like 100,000 people? No, like 11 million. Who's dead? Everybody. Like they're just gone.
No, seriously, anyone who lived in Los Angeles. You're like, what?
Just gone. Everybody. Tom Cruise. God, he's like, wait, was Tom Cruise in Paris? No, he was in California. Not anymore. Like, that stuff just, I don't know. Like, I have a hard time wrapping my head around that, but it happens. And eventually it's going to happen to us or our kids or our grandkids or the great-great-great-great-grandkids. And I just hope I'm not around, because I've seen what like little tiny disasters do and how poorly we handle them. Imagine when something really bad on a global scale, like a global killer, happens. We couldn't get people in New Orleans water, and we knew that hurricane was coming for like 2 weeks. And look at what that did. And that was just like it was just a normal hurricane down in New Orleans.
You know, the worst part about the tsunami they were saying on that show was that the first wave is not the worst wave.
Really?
And that's the hard part. It's like it comes in and then it recedes and then it comes in again even worse. And then it could maybe even be the third or fourth wave that's the strongest.
Do you think everything's okay? And then
you're like, oh, it's over. No. Mm. It's just rippling, warming up. Here it comes.
It's just all bad. For the record, I want nothing to do with chasing storms. I don't want to be close to an avalanche. I don't want to see the volcano explode. Just give me my nice, boring 75. And this morning was wonderful. It was crisp outside.
Not in L.A. It was a big earthquake down there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, here, it was great. I'll take this up here.
All right, coming up next, where would you most want to be stuck for many, many months? A choose-your-own-adventure. It is 6:16 on the fan. Hey, I got to tell you about Sports Vicky. You ever heard of Sports Vicky?
No, tell me about her.
Well, she's a hot who loves sports.
Well, I do like that.
And she recently went to Window Nation.
That's
Yeah, she bought windows, man.
All right.
And she says, we couldn't be happier with the product as well as the installers.
Oh, well,
kind, professional, and clearly very knowledgeable.
I love hots that love sports, and I love good windows.
Extremely respectful of us and our property from start to finish. This was a great experience. If you won't take it from me,
take it from a hot.
Take it from a sports hot.
Yeah.
Vicky loves her new windows.
To be fair, I trust Vicky more than I do you at this
point. That's right. Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
I like it.
Buy two windows from Window Nation right now. You get two windows free, plus pay nothing with no interest for 2 full years, and get an additional $250 credit if you hurry and set up your appointment by August 31st. They can install your new windows in a day or less, and they all come with a lifetime warranty. To schedule your free, no obligation quote like Vicky did, call 866-90-NATION. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. And please tell them you heard it from Isaac.
You want to talk about a Carrington event?
Well, we lost Rop again. So instead of playing the Rop supercuts, yeah, someone on the Vancouver text line said, look up the Carrington event. And this was like and I don't know a lot about this, but I've heard this was like in the 1800s or something, there was like a solar, like electrical storm.
Yeah, and
thing.
I didn't know anything about it either. I just looked it up and started reading about it. But yeah, it was, it peaked at September 1st and 2nd in 1859. And essentially, it's a geomagnetic solar storm, but it creates such electromagnetic and geomagnetic pull that the person on the text line is saying that it has the potential to essentially destroy all of our electronics, everything, refrigerators, phones, the internet, your television, like power plants, whatever.
Someone said, too, that the best part of that is while it's happening, half the country will be arguing that it's caused by human interference, and the other half won't believe that it's true. And
sounds about right.
And the Earth could care less. Exactly. Mother Nature doesn't give a F about you. Nature is brutal, and it's coming for you.
So we've got these astronauts that are stuck on the International Space Station.
Yeah, until like, what, December or January?
Well, they don't even know. They took a Boeing jetliner out there.
Boy, Boeing's feeling really good right about now.
And they're not confident in the Boeing getting back over there to pick them up, yeah. So they are stuck there.
Yeah, they're just hanging out.
Like Sandra Bullock, just floating.
That was George Clooney.
Oh.
Bullock made it back. It was Clooney that ended up. As far as I know, I believe he's still drifting through space. His corpse is just out there in a spacesuit, just hurtling through the cosmos, which is kind of dark, but, you know.
If that's true, what do you think the aliens think of that? As they're passing by.
Can you imagine? Like, they're pissed. They're like, really? They're just dumping their deads now in space? Although that, you know.
And do you think they know that it's a famous actor?
They're just poking at him. Hey, is that like, George Clooney?
Where are these bodies from?
Think they're like Three Kings? I don't know.
Well, anyway, I got to thinking. You know.
But they're fine. Like, they've got plenty of resources and stuff. They just can't get home.
Well, there's people at the International Space Station. Yeah. They just can't get a ride back.
Yeah. They're just stuck up at the space station. I wonder if, like, if you're pissed or maybe you hate your family, so you're like, thank God I'm up here. I think the astronauts are banned from doing it, though, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I wonder. Oh, are they? Yeah. I thought we talked about this. I thought they were doing it up there.
No, I thought they were banned. I thought there was no hanky-panky in the space station.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyway.
There's a movie coming out where, you know, the Russians and the U.S. are up on the space station hanging out together. I don't remember what. I think I saw a preview for it where, like, there's a war. War breaks out, like World War III. And the International Space Station is like a key to it. Like it's having the dominant like space hold up there. So they're basically all these comrades that have been up there for like a year together and are like really good friends are being told by each other's governments, hey, you got to kill them. You got to kill them and take over the it looks really good. It was kind of a cool plot. Like they look down at the Earth and all of a sudden the nukes start going off and everyone's like, oh my God. And then they start getting the messages like, hey, those guys are going to try to kill you, and they're like, well, we have to kill you first.
Damn.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool.
It's intense.
Yeah, it's a cool little, it's like what we got here, man. We got all the different nations are all up there hanging out. It's not just us.
So I got to thinking, where would you rather be stuck for months? Okay, I'm going to give you three options.
Let me just state that almost any of them would be better than space, but go.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see what you think.
I don't want to be in space for months.
So the first option is the space station.
Yeah.
You have no way back.
No.
The second option I'm giving you is I happen to be reading about something called the loneliest house in the world.
Okay.
Have you read about that?
No.
So it is a house on an island off the coast of Iceland.
Oh, okay. Well, I do love Iceland.
If you Google it, you will see it.
And it's a real place?
It's a real place.
Loneliest house.
It's called the loneliest house in the world. And it's on an island. And they don't, there's no.
Oh, I've seen photos of this. I didn't know that that was, I didn't know that that's what this was or if it was in Iceland, but I've seen this.
So it's out there and there's, the only way to get there is by boat. And then you have to, obviously, you have to climb up to it. There's no dock. There's no way to, there's no steps. There's nothing.
Really? It's like the Cliffs of Insanity from Princess Bride.
It's insane.
Huh.
And apparently it was built, they don't really know, but they think it was built because they built it as like a hunting cabin. They used to take rich people over there way back in the day and let them hunt things.
It doesn't even look like there's anything to hunt. It's just...
Yeah, I know. It's weird. It just looks like a green,
there's no trees or whatever. It's just it's a big grass field.
Yeah, so So the first option is the space station. You have no way back.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the loneliest house in the world. You have no boat.
Yeah,
okay, so you cannot go back and forth.
Yeah.
You are there.
Yeah.
That's it. Or I'm going to put you on a fancy yacht.
Mm.
Okay?
Middle of the open
But
ocean.
It doesn't work. And it is at Point Nemo, which is the location out in the ocean that is the furthest from land on Earth. That's out in the way deep out Pacific.
Wait a second. Is that how they came up with the name for Finding Nemo? Point Nemo?
I have no idea.
It's got to be, right?
But I do know that.
I don't know.
I do know that Point Nemo is that, yeah, you're closer to the International Space Station.
Correct.
Than you are to any
land.
What?
Yeah, that is a wild
It's stat. Insane. It's way out there. I'm going to put you out there. You're on a yacht.
I'm on a yacht.
But the yacht cannot get you anywhere.
Dead in the water.
No, just dead in the water. But I have electricity and all
that. Yeah, I'm going to give you, you have electricity at the house, you have electricity on the yacht, and you have electricity at the space station. So you can pee in a toilet on all three.
Yeah.
But you have no way back when you're in space. You have no boat at the house, and your yacht doesn't work at Point Nemo. And you're stuck for months. What do you want? Now think about the seas on the yacht.
I know, it's rough.
And are you saying like the rations are the same? You like same amount of food?
Yeah, you're
whatever,
not gonna die.
You're fine.
You're not gonna
any
die.
Of these places?
You're not gonna die.
And I'm looking
not gonna die. What do you think?
I need to know so I'm not like on like a mega yacht. I'm just on a nice boat, right? I'm not like on Paul Allen's yacht. If I'm on Paul Allen's yacht, I'm taking the yacht.
It's a fancy yacht.
Like a big fancy yacht. Then I'm taking the yacht.
Are you?
Taking the yacht.
You're going out to Point Nemo.
I'm going out to Point Nemo. I originally thought the space station is out. I want nothing to do with the space station. That like I've seen too many movies where you go insane. I guess you can go insane anywhere. I like the idea of Iceland because... I think I could, like, I got fresh air. I can run around out there. You give me some books to read. Like, I think I think I could be okay.
My rationale for that is that's the of the three locations, that's the only one where there's firm ground beneath my feet. Exactly. I want it for that reason.
100%.
And I think there's something to be said for, you know, I could spend a lot of time outside with some whiskey, with some cigars, with some music.
Now, the weather's rough there, they say.
Yeah, well, it's
like it's rough.
It gets rough. So I know that's
but you've got shelter in your house, right?
But I got shelter. You do.
And you're not going to rock around like on the ocean.
There are pictures of the inside of the house.
Yeah,
it's not bad. I mean, it's got a, you know, it's got.
I need to see what the weather's like at Point Nemo. At Point Nemo.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah,
I should have that for you.
Yeah, I'm looking here in South Pacific Ocean Pole. There's very little wind, very little life at the bottom. They could stay there for about a year with the experience. I'm just kind of looking. Because you would think in the South Pacific it'd be pretty nice.
It says there is very little wind.
So it's not, you're not getting big waves or anything?
And there's no life at the bottom of the ocean. You could maybe even take a dip.
Boy, that's tough. That's tough. Although, dude, if you're there for like a year, I'm with Buck. I think I might have to go. I think I might just have to go firm land beneath my feet.
There's just something that, whether that's a real security blanket or not, it's possible the other two places are actually safer or more pleasant. But knowing that there is physical earth underneath me is a game changer mentally.
Yeah, I think I'm going to the island.
Yeah.
And it would be very lonely and scary, but that's where I'm going.
The boat is intriguing to me, though. But, like, again, it's not like...
That is way out there.
That is way out there, and the open ocean can get kind of freaky, too.
Yes.
And I understand it's, like, a nice boat, but it's not like... It's not like there's like a basketball court on it or whatever. Eventually, you're just sitting on a boat. I think I'd rather be sitting in a house on the island, at least in Iceland. Yeah, I think I'm taking the house in Iceland. I don't know anyone that would take the space station. Unless you just, I mean.
Would you take the space station if it were populated with other people? Like, would you take that solo on the island or space station with others?
Ooh. I think you might have to because, like, I've read about... people in like solitary confinement.
It can be really bad for you.
And I know that's not solitary confinement because you're not in a little tiny room. You got fresh air. You can move around. But man, I think that we underestimate the isolation factor. Dude, it causes people to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Well, shoot, just having to be distanced during COVID has messed a lot of people up.
Yeah.
Like just socially and things like that.
People get squirrely and I'm already a little squirrely. Like I know that like I'm not operating with a full deck all the time. I'd be afraid. That, like, if once you picked me up, what if, like, you came and got me after a year and I just went full castaway? I'm talking to Wilson, you know, and, like, my beard is just, like, unruly, and I've grown a skullet. I'm, like, got a Hulk Hogan thing going on. Ah, boy, I don't know. That kind of... See, that just makes me nervous in general. So if you told me there, as much as I would hate being at the space station, if you said... I'm at the space station with other people or those two by myself, I think I'd have to do the space station. And I don't want to be on the space station. That's cramped little quarters. I'm pooping into bags and like vacuums. And that's just awful. The space station would be like my nightmare. But for a year, I think I'd have to choose other people.
Yeah, I think the yacht, I'm out. Even though I love a good yacht. I'm a yacht guy.
I've never been on a yacht.
Or at least I would like to be.
I'd like to be on one. The Loneliest House is pretty cool, though.
I just can't do the Point Nemo thing. Too many unknowns there. The International Space Station at least is safe up there, you know?
Yeah. You think?
Other people. I get to do it.
See, I don't think you do.
We think!
I think there's no getting it on in the space station. I think it's been forbidden.
Are your balls jiggling?
What if the ladies don't like you? I don't know.
They'd love me.
Or maybe the dudes. I don't know. After a year of being lonely.
By the way, I'm reading about a guy who did go out to they call it the Poles of Inaccessibility.
Point Nemo.
Point Nemo. He was out there, and he said the water wasn't too cold.
Compared to what? Like, it's still probably cold, right?
Compared to other water, big water.
I still don't think you can go jumping in and swimming around.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he was swimming in it. He was. Yeah, he has a wetsuit on. He has the coordinates, so you can... Yeah,
I'm looking here. So they're saying, on average, the water temperature at Point Nemo is 45 degrees.
Yeah, that's
cold. I'm sorry. That is ice bath sort of...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You ain't jumping in that.
There might be colder waters in the world.
But that dude's got wetsuits on, and you're not... My point is, you're not taking
swimming
a refreshing
around.
Dip.
He says the water was very blue. Apparently, because there is just nothing out there, or in terms of vegetation or anything, there are no fish. There's nothing. Like, there's nothing under the water. It's just...
Yeah, that's more and more out. I'm taking...
Does that make you feel safer, though? Because there's not crazy sea life.
No, it doesn't. Because the sea can still just rip your dong off.
And it does say in here that there is a really, really nasty, constant rotating current.
Right.
So again, that's not one where basically you ain't going in the water.
No chance.
The water is a no-go. You're by yourself, so if something goes down, guess what? It's your ass, Mr. Aquatic Steve Sazu. Like, you ain't getting rescued. I don't think you're messing with that water.
What if in the house with you, we put Schultzy?
I think Schultzy would murder me.
You'd murder Schultzy.
One or the other, yeah.
Would I get prosecuted for murdering Schultz? And my logic would be, I know eventually in my sleep he'll kill me. Therefore, I had to go on the preventive and kill him.
No.
Before.
The real new question is, 365 days, where do we set the line over under when one of you dies or kills each other?
God bless America.
Do you make it 100 days? Do you make it 30 days?
I will also offer you this. If you kill him or he kills you,
yeah,
you will get away with it. You just have to stay there in perpetuity.
Oh, beyond the year?
Yeah.
You're just there.
Like, you, they're not
so
gonna...
not killing him is your incentive for getting out.
Correct.
Okay.
Could I try to bully him so that he just jumped off on his
own? Oh, my God. How awful are you?
I'm terrified that Schultzy would kill me in my sleep.
He should kill you.
I'd be terrified.
As a matter of fact, this is probably his dream. Oh, yeah. Now what, Sook? You going to make fun of me now? Out here on the loneliest house on Earth?
I could just...
Where no one will know if I kill you?
I could see it. Well, first off, the only way Schultzy is killing me is in my sleep. So I'm going to have to heavily barricade myself, and I think I'd be fine. But I think what would happen is, much like The Shining, I could see Schultzy slowly losing his humanity. And once he reached that certain point, then I would have no choice. It'd be like a rabid dog. I would just have to put him down. But I would do it in a humane way. I would just choke him unconscious and then roll him into the water. But I'd have no choice. At that point,
brutal.
It would be a mercy thing, and I you can't hold me accountable for that.
Well, we can, but only if you came off the island. And we will. You're a murderer.
Oh yeah, there's the other twist. You can leave the island, but you have to face the charges.
Yes. Or you stay out there.
No one would convict me. No one. Actually, I'd get convicted real fast. They'd play this tape, and I'd be like, son of a...
Yeah. Because we're watching you. It's like a Truman Show.
Yeah.
Boy, or
that would be bad. That reality show would be me and Schultzy at Point Nemo. I would go nowhere near.
No, not Point Nemo.
Oh, the Iceland.
Well, you guys are at the house.
Yeah, it would be bad.
What if we put on the island deadly animals?
Oh, now we're talking.
Because we all chose the island.
Yeah, we all chose the island.
So what if we one up that and say now the choice is deadly animals if we venture out of the house? I'm going space station in that scenario.
I do. I think you're taking it. What if there's just, on the whole island, we just put one? There's just one thing.
You have to avoid a poisonous snake. That's it.
Oh. Well, what if it's a giant, what if we put like a, like a...
Yeah, there's like a tiger.
Yeah.
See, I don't
a
like...
A really, really hungry...
I was going to say, because there's nothing else on the island to eat. So you know that tiger eventually is coming for you.
But if you can avoid it long enough, it starves to death. You win. Yeah,
that's really, you know.
It's true.
It's a waiting game.
You could feed it Schultzy.
Ooh, buy yourself some time.
Schultzy, take a look outside and see if it's still there. Just poke your head out. Whoops.
Shove him out the door. Lock it behind him.
Brutal.
That ain't no bird.
So this begs the question, which fan personality would you most be able to spend a year alone with?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Someone I think saying, mine would be Buck.
Buck?
Yeah. I find Buck pleasant.
Someone saying 1 month of Mariner stats and Sook would kill him. It's possible.
Yeah. So Buck asks, what's the over-under? 30 days.
30 days.
Could you make it a month?
It's just like me on camera. I can't do it. Like, dude, it's been 3 weeks. It's not working.
All right. We have to go. Here's Buck with SportsCenter. Okay. Now to a story about chicken wings.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I haven't had chicken wings in a while, and I don't know why, because I find chicken wings delightful. I just I don't encounter it very much.
It's chicken.
Yeah. Who doesn't love chicken wings?
Well,
everyone loves chicken wings.
Yeah.
Are you a bone-in or boneless guy?
Bone-in. I will eat boneless wings, but that's not wings. Just call it what those are. Those are chicken tendies. Those are just mini
nuggies.
Yeah, they're chicken nuggies, but I'll eat them. They're fine. But given my choice, I will always go bone in. And also given my choice, I will take drumlets over the flats. I don't even need a mixture. Just give me the drumlet every time. Why would I want a flat? The drumlet is superior to the flat in every way.
I agree. It's more meat on that thing.
Exactly.
It is easier to clean a flat than it is the drum. The drum has more tendon on it. But I still think that the...
That's a good point.
I learned this from one Joey Chestnut. He says that for like a wing eating contest, you want flats. You can strip the bone the most easily.
Okay.
I still prefer a drum, but I think you can get more meat off of a flat.
Oh, I just assume that the big drumlet, I don't know, it's like got a big fat piece of meat.
But the nub at the top is all like cartilage and stuff. Like you can't get anything off of that.
But that big fat drumlet bite is the best bite.
It is the best bite.
Because you soak it in blue cheese and you just devour it.
So good.
And frankly, dipping a flat, not easy. You either have to do the pour over. Yep. You get it's like it's more difficult for sure.
Is it wrong now that I want wings and I'm pissed off I don't have them? Continue with your wing story.
Well, this is from Illinois, the great state of Illinois. There is a teacher there who has been sentenced to 9 years in prison for chicken wing theft.
Really? You get 9 years?
You get
9 years for killing someone. How do you get nine? How many wings do you have to steal for 9 years?
You want to guess?
I mean, my God. Like, a million wings? How many? Like, it's chicken wings.
Well, how many wings come in a case?
I mean,
because I have the case number.
Like, how many wings? I don't know.
I don't even know what qualifies as a case.
Like 500? Like 1,000? I don't know.
Talking about a box or?
Let's say if a case has 500 wings.
Yeah.
She stole 5.5 million wings.
It's a lot of wings. So the street value...
The street value was $1.5 million.
That still seems like a long sentence for... I don't know. I guess if I stole $1 million. I don't know, 9 years?
So here's what she did. She's a teacher in Illinois. And during COVID, it started in July of 2020. They were not in school. But she was in charge of ordering food for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She kept ordering chicken wings and kept them for herself because during the pandy, no one knew which way was up, and so they just kept sending her the wings. Mm. And she said some kids were getting at-home lunches, so it was not out of the ordinary to be ordering food.
Yeah.
So she would bill the school district, but then nobody would know that she kept the wings because no one was there.
Now, was she selling the wings, or is she just was a fat them. Ass eating all those wings?
She was eating the wing. 11,000 cases of wings.
What the hell are you doing with 11,000 cases? Like,
this is over 2 years.
Where do you even store those? What kind of freezer does she have?
I'm still saying, at what point do you just get tired of, like, how many wings can you eat? Is she, like...
I think she eats every meal. Honestly, I don't think she paid for a meal for 2 years because she kept eating chicken wings.
But it's all wing. Wow.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I think. It doesn't say in the story.
And remember, those aren't like pre-dipped. I guess maybe they do come flavored, or is she just raw dogging wings?
I don't know. But she built the school district. She kept them for herself for 2 years during the pandy. And the reason she was caught is the best part. And that is because one of the other people at the school noticed that she was ordering bone-in wings. They don't give the kids bone-in wings.
Oh, yeah, like a choking hazard sort of thing.
Yeah, and so
what a brutal way to get caught.
Right.
Dumbass.
Otherwise, she would have gotten away with it.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids. Boy, that is one of those things that adds up. Like when you, I wonder if it started out as just, because look, I'll tell you right now that if I was working at a cafeteria and someone was sending extra wings and then I realized that we weren't using the wings, but they just kept coming, I could totally see myself rationalizing, I'll just keep these wings. But at some point, like, you got to realize, oh my God, this is like $100,000 worth of wings.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I wonder what did she set that out, or was it like I'm in too deep, or?
Well, so here's the other thing. This story circled with a couple of my friends today, and one of them's a teacher down in Arizona, and he said if it comes out of the budget, if you don't use the money, they just take it back. So there's a lot of justification that happens, especially during COVID, of, well, we have to use it, and then people start grazing off the top.
Well, there was one, yeah. It kind of reminded me of this. I had some guys that I played football with down at BYU, and one of them worked for like a county, some sort of county or state agency. And, you know, a lot of those have their own gas pumps,
yeah.
You know, like with the state cars or whatever. Yeah. So one of the guys that was working there was a former football player, and he was letting his buddies come fill up their cars. Like they would go at like after hours or whatever, and they would fill up their gas tank. And again, I could totally see like, hey man, gas is expensive. Oh man, I got this free gas. Just, you know, show up. But they did this for a while, and I think they ran up like $600,000 in gas. Because it started at one guy, and then I think it ended up being like eight or nine guys. But they did it for like a year.
And you don't realize how it adds up.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's a tank of gas now? What, 75, 80, 90 bucks, depending on what you got? You get six or seven guys doing that. And you
once
do that
a week for
once a week, and you know, so that's, you know, all of a sudden you're doing $600-700 a week in gas, and you know, you do that over 52 weeks, all of a sudden, you know, stuff adds up, and they got caught, and it was
well,
a big
yeah.
deal.
Did somebody go to jail?
Yeah, I think someone went to jail over that, and it was like an oopsie and like restitution. But I think sometimes it's easy to think about, because a case of chicken wings, what is that? Like, I don't know. Like, let's say that's like 70 or 100 bucks or whatever. I'll bet you it's real easy to justify it until you look down and are like, oh.
I'm guessing how that story worked was she did it once, and then she's like, dude, no one is even around. No one is noticing this.
Yeah. No one misses the money. No one is worried about it.
This is the perfect grift. I'm going to keep doing this. And she was only caught because they were bone-in.
Bone-in. Oh, my gosh.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, getting a lot of feedback about you and Schultzy and the loneliest house in the world.
It's tough.
Someone says one of you two would go Dolores Claiborne. My money is on Schultzy drugging Souk and Souk waking up with busted ankles. That's from the movie Misery.
Yeah, I'd have no choice.
Where she puts the block of wood in between, is that Jimmy Kahn's ankles?
Yeah.
And then bashes him with a... sledgehammer.
I'd have no choice at night but to barricade myself in a room, and that way Schultzy couldn't get to me at night, because that's the only thing I got to worry about is sleeping Schultzy. Although again, the drug in me thing, I don't like that. Is there stuff on the island to drug me? that's terrifying. Can't do it. Just one day he comes down in all Mariner gear, and I just talking about like some sort of meaningless Mariner trade, and I just snap. I got no choice at that point.
Somebody else says...
That's basically the plot of The Shining. I mean, yeah. That's all it is.
It's not scary at all that Souk has the whole murder plotted out in detail. No, not at all. You've always been like this, though.
Followed up with, I mean, he just told us how he will kill Schultzy. Okay.
It's the only humane way to do it. Thank you. He wouldn't suffer. And look, the only answer to the question of what fan personality, there's only three. The correct answer is you, Buck, or fan.
Well, you're saying somebody asked the question, which fan personality would you most want to be stuck in the loneliest house in the world in Iceland for a year with?
Yeah.
And I do believe that there are only three
choices
here. Buckley, myself, and Dusty being the top three.
I think it's not even close. I think you
I'm a distant third. I think it's Rop or Dusty.
Well, I think it's just personal preference, but I think all three of you were pretty calm, rational, easy to get along with people, and I think any one of you would make a good choice. I know for a fact I would be a terrible choice.
Yeah, you'd be last on my list. No offense.
I've not taken it.
I love you, but...
Yes!
Yeah, that's not happening.
I don't want to be on an island with myself for an entire year. I'm well aware. Like, if we took a poll, it is possible that I might finish dead last. Because, look...
Yeah, you would.
There's a chance that violence happens. I understand it.
Well, it's not even that. It's just... You're just kind of annoying.
I'm a lot. I understand.
I was thinking about the morning show. I don't know. I mean, Swag, no. He's got too many quirks and idiosyncrasies that Swag's just a lot. But I was thinking about Sprague and Dirt, and I don't know. I don't know him well enough.
It's going to be a no.
What about Meringue?
Why? Meringue, no.
Well, he
no
couldn't talk about Blazers. There's no Blazers.
Oh, God. Dude, you... My Schultze is Meringue.
Rob,
he's
snap.
Getting rolled off that cliff.
Rob would snap and kill him.
But the Sprague or Dirt, you got to pick one. You live with them for a year.
Sprague a lot more than Dirt. I don't know Dirt that well. I think I'd have to go with Sprague. But I the only three answers are
it's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
I think Dusty, if we took a poll of all the guys,
Dusty
probably wins. He's a very affable fella.
Do I finish dead last?
Yes.
I'm not sure you do.
Who would finish last? Swag?
Possibly Swag. I mean, yeah, maybe Swag.
I think the bottom three are Sook, Swag, and Meringue.
That might be right.
At least I'm not fighting it. Swag would be like, are you kidding me? I understand
Swag would be pissed.
I get where I'm at. No offense taken.
Oh, you know who else? Sneaky, low on the list, down with you and Swag. Yeah. Luke.
Yeah, Luke would be tough.
Also, know who'd be very tolerable? Jeff Rust.
Jeff would be great.
Jeff is adorable.
But Luke would be tough, not because Luke is great. He's a nice dude. But he talks a lot.
A lot. And after a while talking to the same person, again, that might get you to snap.
Yeah. All right, we're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.